So I'm just going to remind people listening that we're talking with Cynthia Palmaria, organizer with Gabriela Ontario, a Filipina-driven feminist grassroots organization based in Toronto. We're speaking to her about today, May 10th, which is the presidential election day in the Philippines. With all this very upsetting news, what positives can potentially come out of this election?
I think even out of all the negative things that's associated with Philippine election, unfortunately, there's still somehow positive news or lessons that can come out of this. Because we have seen in the past the strength of the people's movement. So far, even if the results are still not official, we can already see the strength of, the progressive parties who are the opposition, the leading opposition party list in the Philippines, with Gabriela Women's Party List, the Bayan Muna Party List, the other congressmen in the past who were representing these two parties have tried to join the senatorial candidacy. Even if they don't win, just this election will help us gauge how strong the people's support is and how aware the people are when it comes to voicing out their electoral power. So I think this is one of the most positive things that we can see from the 2010 elections.
Is there something that those of us listening in right now can do to help support people who are residents of the Philippines and migrants, you know, whose homeland is the Philippines? Any advice for people to help support Filipinos during election time, but also beyond election time, which is really important?
One of the stress of our campaign, or the educational campaigns that we did here locally in Ontario and all across Canada from the different organizations of Migrante and Bayan Canada, was for the people to get involved, for their families back home to be more critical and to choose who they think would be the candidates that would represent their interest, to vote for the more progressive candidates that are representing their rights and welfare. So now, even after this election, I think it would be important for the people here to be more critical, to be aware of how things would go, whoever will win from this election, for them to be more vigilant and see, you know, what kind of promises they will come up with, and would this really materialize in the next few years. And so the lesson to the public is just to be more vigilant, to be aware of how things will go within the next few years, and to keep themselves aware of what's happening, get involved, get organized. There are a whole lot of events that different organizations are putting together just so that we can get an update on what's happening in the Philippines and the Filipinos around us in Ontario and Canada.
And Migrante, you want to talk a little bit about Migrante, Ontario and Canada?
Yes, Gabriela Ontario is part of this network called Migrante Canada. Within the Ontario level, we have Migrante Ontario, which is composed of 8 different organizations. There are workers, cultural group, youth group, a group of domestic workers as well. And so these are different sectors that represent the Filipino community, the progressive Filipino community. And our activities revolve around education, a lot of education, organizing and mobilizing for the rights and welfare of migrant Filipinos. And Gabriela is the organization that represents the Filipino women. It doesn't just include domestic workers. It's comprised of women coming from different professions as well, but progressive women. Mm-hmm. And so we work together closely. And if you would like to see more of the events that we're organizing, you can check us out at migrante.ca, and you'll be able to see more of our updates and the organizing that we do. One of the things that's coming up, for example, is when it comes to our human rights campaign, there's the Stop the Killing campaign, wherein we're going to have a film showing of this film that was shown in Montreal International Film Festival. It's called Ducot, or Desaparecidos, which is a movie about the disappearing, or these are like the people who have been kidnapped or they have disappeared, taken by the military because of their political conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Ontario, for Toronto, the showing is on May 22nd. It's going to be at York University. We have the writer and the lead actor, Alan Dizon, who will be coming from the Philippines to during that film showing. They'll be touring around North America as part of this human rights campaign to stop the killings in the Philippines. So that's just one of the campaigns that we're doing with Migrante, Gabriela, and Bayan Canada.
That's great. That's really great. The date was the 22nd, right?
Yes.
The screening, okay. So 22nd of May. Is there anything else you'd like to leave listeners with?
If people just want to find out more about our groups here, they can look at the website.
Mm-hmm.
Migrante Ontario, migrante.ca. Look at the website for, upcoming events and updates.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for taking the time on such short notice.
And thank you very much, Mary Carl, for giving us the chance to talk about our groups and the Philippine issues. And thank you all for listening.